Ponytails. Read by Scribbler.
By Dawn Fagan.
Trust your intuition. It's just like going fishing. You cast your line.
The room smelled of aged sugar, like overripe berries. Vinyl wrinkled her nose in a futile attempt to block it out. She had long since abandoned any hope of finding the source, so she simply did her best to ignore it. The stallion sitting across the table from her muttered something. Vinyl glanced at the mug he held between two unsteady hooves, and, noticing it was empty, seized it with her magic.
"Let me get that for you,"
she said, as she rose from her plastic chair and walked over to the sink, mug in tow.
"Don't you have some homework you need to do?"
the stallion grumbled, his thin grey mane falling over one eye and making him look somewhat angry.
"No, Dad. I graduated."
Vinyl filled the mug with water and returned to the table, placing it gently in front of her father.
"Graduated? Nothing. I picked you up from school a few hours ago."
He picked up the mug again, but didn't drink. His tongue flickered out to wet, cracked lips, but he still didn't drink. Vinyl didn't reply. She looked around the room, finding nothing new or out of place. A shelf held a few pictures in crappy frames. She didn't remember buying them for him, so they were probably from the staff. They were cheap, generic, meant to hold the illusion of importance. She found them a little insulting, but she couldn't bring herself to care about something so trivial.
"Hey, Vi,"
the old stallion muttered.
"Yeah, Dad?"
He shakily raised the mug to his lips and took a tiny sip, less than a drop.
"Vi,"
he repeated.
"Yeah?"
Vinyl replied patiently.
"You got yourself a special thumb pony."
Vinyl chuckled quietly, and images of treble clefs flooded her mind.
"I sure do."
"If he doesn't treat you right, let me know. I'll sort him out."
He nodded resolutely, causing his mane to fall further over one eye. His daughter just chuckled again. Even well after she had moved out, her father had paid keen attention to any pony she spent her time with, making sure they knew the consequences of trifling with his daughter. It was just one of life's little jokes that he never realized he was hunting the wrong kind of pony. But those days were far behind them both. She had made a life for herself and found some pony who she wanted to spend the rest of that life with. Her male friends hadn't received a threatening visit from an old alabaster stallion in many years. As for the stallion himself...
"What about you, Dad? Found any hot nurses you can run away with?"
She winked, but it was doubtful he noticed.
No. Too much cold in the air to go running."
He kept mumbling, still rolling the mug between his hooves. Vinyl kept her smile going. He told her once, in a moment of clarity, that he loved her smile, and during her angry teenage years he had missed it. So now she smiled as much as she could when visiting him, to try and make up for that.
"Do you want me to turn the heater on?"
she asked. The father took a big gulp from his mug and set it smartly on the table before looking at her in surprise.
"Vinyl? Shouldn't you be in class? Big day today, you don't want to be late."
"Don't worry, Dad,"
she replied, smiling despite her unsteady voice.
"I have today off."
He frowned at her.
"Well, why in Equestria are you here? Go out and play with your friends."
"They're all busy. I thought maybe we could spend the day together. Just us."
Vinyl swallowed back the lump in her throat, but didn't stop smiling.
"We'll have plenty of weekends for that, Vi. go outside, make new friends, have some fun.
He waggled a hoof at her warningly.
But if I see you fooling around with any colts, you'll be in big trouble.
I won't, Dad. I promise. She made no move to get up and leave. It was only midday, and she wanted to spend the entire day with him. For a while, he just stared at her expectantly. Yet, as always, his attention inevitably drifted, and he looked away. Vinyl kept smiling.
Do you want any lunch, Dad? I think they're serving a really nice salad today.
The stallion snorted.
Don't patronize me, Vi. I know what's going on here.
He leaned forward conspiratorially.
You forgot to give me a present this year, didn't you?
She didn't know which occasion he thought it was, so she just nodded meekly and went along with it.
Don't worry about it. You need that money to play for classes anyhow.
He grinned and brushed the hair away from his eyes.
Maybe once you graduate, you'll have enough money to move out, huh?
Vinyl giggled. You trying to get rid of me, Dad?
Never. I just think it's good for you to get out and see the world on your own.
Smiling warmly, he reached across the table and touched her cheek.
You're growing up so fast, Vi. One day, I'll blink, and you'll be a grown mare, out taking on the world.
The DJ closed her eyes so he wouldn't see them water, smiling all the while. One day. But right now, I'm still your little girl.
Don't go all sappy on me now. What happened to the rough, tough, bad-talking filly I used to know?
He withdrew his hoof and mimed a fighting stance. She laughed, and he joined her. Her mirth quickly turned bitter at the realization they probably weren't even laughing at the same thing anymore. As it had done so the day before, and the day before that, a sudden, sharp pain pierced her heart. She hated this. Not because of where she was, or knowing she would come back here again tomorrow and do it all again, but because of what her father had been reduced to. They said it would be any day now. That was 3 months ago. He was a strong-hearted pony in his prime. What kind of sick twist of fate was it that he was condemned to forgetting and remembering himself every few minutes? Who deserved this kind of punishment? Sometimes she wished it would come and let him finally rest. She absolutely hated herself for thinking that way. Every day now, for the past half year, she put her entire life on hold to come in here and sit with him. Sometimes he accepted her offer of lunch. Sometimes he just ignored her for the entire time. She wasn't allowed to get upset. If she got upset, he might get upset, and then they wouldn't let her see him anymore. This was her life now. She had to be there with him. She had to make up for everything. Every time she stormed out of the house in a rage, every time she screamed, "I hate you," because she didn't get what she wanted. Those dumb arguments, those petty insults. She needed to make up for every last one while she still could. Every bad memory hurt her almost as much as seeing him like this. But the thing that hurt most of all, having these exact same thoughts every day. Sometimes she wondered which of them was really stuck in a loop. She came here yesterday, thought these thoughts, said these things. She would come here tomorrow, think these thoughts, and say these things. And the only possible ending was too painful to think about. She still had too much to make up for before then. So many mistakes.
"Hey, Dad,"
she said. He took another micro sip from his mug.
"Dad, I love you, okay?"
"Will you turn the heat on already? It's freezing in here,"
he replied irritably.
"Dad, please tell me that you love me."
"It's getting late, Vi. You should start on your homework before dinner."
A thin trickle of liquid rolled down Vinyl's left cheek.
"I finished my homework, Dad."
"Good girl. You gotta study hard to get anywhere in this world."
Vinyl slid off her chair and trotted over to the heater, keeping her back to the pony behind her so he couldn't see her face. She took her time turning it on, trying to subtly wipe away tears as she did so. If she got upset again, they probably wouldn't let her visit him for a week. The staff tried to be understanding, but they had a job to do and she wasn't allowed to make it more difficult, no matter how hard it was to keep smiling. The heater crackled to life and she took a deep breath before turning back to the table.
There you go. Nice and warm now.
She walked over to him and put a hoof on his shoulder. Dad, I turned the heater on.
I've never liked that old heater. It makes a rattling noise at night.
He frowned and touched her face with a shaking hoof.
You should find yourself a special sun pony, Vi. Cold winters like this are what love is for.
I've got some pony, Dad. I'm in love, Vinyl said quietly.
His eyes widened, carrying the innocence of a child within their old borders.
You are? Come here.
He pulled her into a hug that she gladly accepted.
I know I give you a hard time about Colts, but if he makes you happy, just ignore everything this old fool says. I won't have you throwing away something good just 'cause I don't like his mean style or something.
She buried her head in his shoulder.
You're not an old fool, Dad.
His chest vibrated with a breathless laugh.
I've been an old fool all my whole life. Next thing you know, you'll be visiting me in a nursing home.
She couldn't see his face, but she felt his head shake slowly.
I wasted so many years. When you was little, I treated every day as if you'd never grow up. I should have done more. I should have brought you more toys and taken you around the world. I should have taken more time just to play with you, not just sent you outside with the other kids.
Silently, he began to shudder, and Vinyl realized with a start that he was crying.
I'm so sorry, Vi. I wasted our time together. And now look at you. A grown man in love. And I missed it all.
Tears spilled down Vinyl's cheeks, and she squeezed her father even tighter.
No, you didn't, Dad. I'm the one who messed up. I was such a brat and a monster, and I called you things you didn't deserve. And I'm so, so sorry, Dad.
She broke down entirely, choking on her sobs and hoping to hear the words she needed.
Vinyl.
His voice was full of wonder.
You were never a monster.
She pulled back to look into his red eyes.
Do you forgive me, Daddy?
He held her closer and stroked her mane with one hoof.
Of course I do. I love you, Vi. Nothing will ever change that.
Vinyl relaxed into the embrace, a small, wobbling smile gracing her lips.
I love you too, Dad.
They remained together, father and daughter, having finally reached the catharsis they both sought. But the cruelty of time meant only one could hold on to it.
Why? Why are you crying? Don't tell me you're getting all sappy on me now.
The stallion chuckled, unaware of his own tear-stained cheeks. His daughter reluctantly released him from the embrace and returned to the chair on the opposite side of the table. She scrubbed at her cheeks and puffy eyes, but her smile had never been wider.
I'm okay, Dad.
Did some court do this to you? Because I'm still fit enough to tango with the best of them. Don't doubt that for a second.
He mimed a fighting stance. Vinyl laughed loudly, feeling the genuine elation in her heart. She would still come back tomorrow, and the next day, and the day after that. But she wouldn't spend each day waiting for it all to end. Because he loved her. He truly loved her. And he wouldn't want her to live like that. Instead, she would make each day special to him. She'd bring more photos and memories and relive them all alongside him. She couldn't fix her mistakes. But maybe she didn't need to. Maybe this was fate's final blessing to the good. To forget.
I'm gonna watch you shine. Gonna watch you grow. Gonna paint a sign. So you'll always know. As long as
that was Alabaster. It was written by Dawnfade and read by Scribbler. Okay, thank you everybody for listening to that one. Bit of a sensitive topic, that one. But I think that Dawnfade's writing, it evokes the emotions it should without getting into purple prose territory, which is the best kind of writing for sadfic, I feel. So, I hope to see you all next time. If anybody has any fic suggestions for the future, please, one shot rather than multi-chapters. If anybody has any suggestions, put them in a link, put them in the comments below. Put them in a PM to me here on YouTube or on FinFiction. Or get hold of me on Skype as well. I'm on Skype at the moment. I'm not around an awful lot, but I am there. If you just do a search for Scribbler. So, in the meantime, be lovely to each other and...
Hang on, don't go anywhere. I'm recording this way after I recorded that one, because I originally intended for that reading to come out on Father's Day. However, things did not go to plan. So now I'm adding an addendum note. The first episode of my radio play is written. I'm putting the finishing touches to it, editing it, but the first draft is done. And so in the next couple of days, I am going to be looking for voice actors to be in it. It is tentatively called The Heroic Tale of Heroically Heroic Heroes, or The Misadventures of Honey and Bucket. I'm not sure which title I'm going for yet, but we'll see when we get to it. There are several characters that I'm going to be looking for. The only one that is not on the cast list at the moment for audition pieces is the one I'm going to be playing. There will be more characters in future when further episodes are done, because I'm in the middle of writing episode 2 now. But, as I said, I'm going to try and get this, a new video, up and hopefully get that onto Equestria Daily. But for everybody who's listened this far, you know first. First episode done, looking for voice actors. If anybody is interested, PM me, leave me a message here, and I will give you the link to the Google Docs document. In the meantime, hope to see you there. And hope everybody likes it when it's done. Good night, everybody.